What is it? What's the matter?
Get up. Get up now. They're here. They come to kill you. Get up or you are a dead man.
When Jim opened his eyes that night in the house of Cornelius, his first thoughts were that some unearthly being had entered his bedroom. Coils of black thick smoke curved round the head of an apparition, all in white. Jewel stood above him, a flaming torch in her right hand, and a heavy revolver in her left.
Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad, dramatized in 6 episodes by Keith Darville, with Simon Treves as Jim and David March as Marlowe. Episode 5.
If I have to.
Follow me. Hurry.
But just a second, young lady.
No time. Follow.
Jove. It's back as the other bells whiskered out here.
Shh. Quiet.
Sorry.
Stop. Bad men. In there.
In the storeroom? Are you sure?
I'll watch all time. Every night. Keep you safe.
I say.
Shh. Tonight, they come. 4 men with daggers. In storeroom for signal.
Who's there? Cornelius? Cornelius, is that you? Come back here, damn you.
Oh, lost now. Fly.
Why should I?
They know you are awake now. You must run.
Oh, no. Not once I've come this far.
Then wait here. Don't move. I go round side. Hold torch through window. Give you light. When you hear my voice, open door quick. Shoot!
There's no one here! Just the rats and heaps of old sacks!
Must be! Shoot!
But there is... Lift the torch! Quickly! You there!
Hiya!
Oh, my God! Right. Anyone else want his head blown off? Let's see you!
Oh, that's this one!
Hands on head! Chop! How many more of you?
2 more, Twa! 2! I'm not sighting!
Out you come! Drop your knives! Hands high! Outside! Now, link arms, the 3 of you. The first one to turn his head is a dead man. Down to the river. March!
Keep moving. Come on now.
Stop. Now listen carefully. Take my greetings to Sharif Ali and say that any day now I shall be coming for him. Right then, you 3. Stand up straight. Into the river. Jump! Listen to them.
I've never heard you laugh before. How do I thank you?
No need.
Did you say earlier that you watch over me?
Every night.
Give me the torch. We don't need it now, my jewel.
Jim.
I do love her dearly, Marlowe.
And she you, that's obvious.
You see, when you are made to understand every day that your existence is necessary, absolutely necessary to another person, it's just wonderful. And it is a trust.
You believe yourself equal to it?
I believe so. I believe I'm equal to all my luck.
You've made an enemy, though.
Cornelius?
Mm.
Ha! If I were to hand him a loaded rifle and then turn my back on him, he couldn't pull the trigger. I'm pretty safe. It all depends on me, really. And I honestly feel now that I am master of my fate. Ask anyone here, who is it they would trust with their lives? And they would say, Tuan Jim.
You haven't done so badly.
Not so badly. But all the same, you wouldn't like to have me aboard your own ship, eh?
Confound you, boy. Stop this. I'm proud of you, damn it.
Sorry. You see, I still haven't forgotten why I came here. Not yet.
That was what he said to me shortly before I left, Patusan. We were to be up early the next day, but I couldn't sleep for thinking of what he had said. Tambi Itam was still on the prowl, watching over his master. And the girl, too, I knew, never went to sleep till we had separated for the night. Yes, Jim was jealously loved. All the things that made him master, that made him a captive, too.
Come on, old chap. My God, you're out of condition. Don't worry, it's Tambi Itam. Give him a hand or he'll roll back down again.
Put a heaving deck under me any day. I'm not the right shape for climbing steep hills.
Oh, sit here, Tuan. Catch thy breath. We have arrived.
Smoke?
Good God, no. Now, young man, will you take your pipe out of your mouth and tell me why I have been manhandled up here?
Tell him, Dine Worries.
This is the battleground. From these heights we drove out the evil one. Sheriff Ali's fortress was on that hill there, on the other side of the ravine.
Yes. It all started from here. The very spot. Dash it, you'll be gone tomorrow, and you'd kick yourself, I know, if you missed seeing it.
Is that what you think?
Oh, but it was a famous victory.
And all Tuan Jim's doing. The words he used to rouse the elders of my people. Who in the world but he could think of them?
Friends, Bugis, countrymen, imitate the action of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews. Summon up the blood. Put a terribly fierce look in your eye.
And if we fail...
We fail. But simply screw up your courage and we'll not fail. My plan will work.
So how is it done?
You've seen the two old seven-pounders in the compound.
That pair of rusty old cannon.
Rusty, perhaps, but... crammed to the muzzle, they were still able to send solid shot a considerable distance. They were the basis of the plan. Sharif Ali believed himself impregnable to a simple ground attack. But artillery? Ah, that's a different matter. The only problem was how to get the ordnance up here.
Poor Tuan Marlow, thou shouldst have been there. Tuan Jim fashioned from a hollow log and pointed stake
Capstan?
Yes, capstan. And through the night, we pulled the guns up here by ropes.
2 hours before dawn, everything was in place. I left two old Malays who'd seen some fighting in charge of the guns and went down to join the storming party in the ravine. We lay in the wet grass waiting for the sun to come up. That last half hour was the slowest of my life.
Cold?
A bit.
It's not long now. Dying worries. I give you my promise. I shall get to the top and stay there, come what may. That's it.
Up, my lads, and at her! The shot breached the Sharif stockade as if it was paper, and in we went.
Oh, my people fought well that day. Oh, it was very bloody.
I'll say, a hot 5 minutes hand to hand. Tambi Itam saved my life, you know. Ruddy pirate would have pinned me like a moth with his spear, but Tambi Itam sliced his arm from the shoulder, remember?
Yes, Tuan, it was a good cut.
Anyway, the upshot was that the Sharif took to his heels and fled the country.
Oh, thou shouldst have seen my people when the battle was over. The feasting went on for a week.
You must have enjoyed it.
Enjoyed? No, that's not the word. It was immense. Immense.
Immense!
Next morning, I left Patusan. Forever. In my memory, Patusan remains motionless in an unchanging light, like a picture on a canvas. I, on the other hand, was going back to the world, where events move, men change, light flickers, life flows in a clear stream.
Here's your boat.
Isn't this glorious?
Is it?
Ahoy there, skipper!
Bring her in, Burton.
Well, when shall we meet next, I wonder?
Never. Unless you come out.
Oh. This is my limit. I shall hold what I've got.
You've had your opportunity.
Yes. Tomorrow, I shall go and take my chances. Drinking Tunku Alang's coffee. I shall be faithful. But have I proved anything? Really?
There's Jewel.
There's Jewel.
Say, it's your bag, Captain.
Will you be going home again soon?
Here you are, sir.
If I live. Where you go, Bosun?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Tell them.
Stop right.
What was that? Tell them. Yes. No. Nothing.
I did not look again at the shore till I had clambered aboard my ship. By that time the sun had set. The twilight lay over the east. I saw Jim on the beach. He was white from head to foot. At length he appeared no bigger than a child. Then only a speck, a tiny white speck on the beach. And suddenly, I lost him. For some months, I was kept busy with a profitable charter running between Darwin and the Mergui Archipelago. And when my travels had brought me once again to Samarang, I went, as usual, to see Stein. I spent a few moments admiring the exotic blooms of his garden before climbing the steps to the veranda. There, to my astonishment, I found Tambi Itam.
Good Lord! What the dickens are you doing here? Is Chuan Jim visiting? Where is he? Inside?
No.
Where is he, then? Speak up, man.
He would not fight.
What?
Chuan Jim would not fight.
Fight? What are you talking about?
He would not fight!
Jim? Jim, are you here? Hello, is anyone at home?
Is it you, my friend?
Stein, good to see you again. How are you?
Older, older.
I've just seen Tambi Itam outside, Jim's man. What's going on? Has Jim decided to come out to Patusan after all?
No, my friend. But the girl, she is here.
What?
2 days.
What's happened? What's the matter now?
Questions, questions. Talk to the girl. Me, she can't understand. I'm only a strange old man. What can I do?
Where is she?
In the next room. Tell me. He loved her very much?
Oh, yes.
Then talk to her. Young hearts are so unforgiving. We can't leave it like this. Tell her to forgive him. Go.
She was sitting at the end of a long mahogany table, her face hidden in her arms. Her white figure seemed shaped in snow, and the waxed floor reflected her dimly, as though it had been a sheet of frozen water.
Jewel? Jewel.
He left me. Men always leave. Men hard without truth.
No, my dear.
He swore he would never leave me. He swore. One night, first night by river, we when Sherif Ali's men come. He hold me in arms and swear he never leave me.
I know for a fact Jim loves.
All men swear false. My father did, and my mother died weeping. Men all liars.
But not Jim, surely.
He was like all others. He went away from me as if I was worse than death. But I will not die weeping. He shall have no tears, not one. Never. I will not weep.
I remember the sky that afternoon was pearly grey. It was one of those overcast days so rare in the tropics, in which memories crowd upon you. Memories of other shores, other faces. I sat with Tambi Etam by Stein's ornamental pool, and deep shadows enveloped the garden by the time he finished his story.
I do not know, Tuan. Canst thou tell me? At the last, was Tuan Jim more than a man or less than a man?
He a man? Hell! He was a hollow sham. May his superior soul rot in Hades.
I was not able to fit all the pieces together to form an intelligible picture of those last days in Patusan until 8 months later in Bangkok, where, on making inquiries at Schomburg's hotel, I was directed to a wretched native hovel. There, the doubtful privilege fell to me of meeting the emissary from this world selected by fate to pursue Jim in his jungle retreat.
So, I showed the fraud up after all. I paid out that stuck-up beggar. I shall die easy now.
He died during the night, I believe. But by that time, I had nothing more to learn. His name was Brown, known in the South Seas as Gentleman Brown because he claimed to be the disinherited son of a baronet. He was a latter-day buccaneer down on his luck. At the time he entered Jim's story, he had lost his ship on some rocks off Malaita. He was next heard of at Samboanga, where, with his crew, he stole a Spanish schooner and set sail for Madagascar. But with a stolen ship, Brown did not dare put into any port, and they were soon desperately short of food and water.
Yank, my darling heart.
Yeah, boss.
I do believe we are in luck once more.
Well, not before time.
Have you heard of Patusan?
Nope.
Neither has anyone else that I know of. But look, you see, according to the charts, there's a sizable settlement inland that looks ideal for a little ravaging.
Less than a week after clearing the Sunda Straits, Brown anchored in the Batu Kring estuary. At dawn the next day, the crew, 14 in all, packed into the white longboat and started up the river.
Houses ahead. Any sign of life? Not a whisper. So far, so good.
I don't like it.
Don't worry, boy. I feel lucky. That's it. He's over to the left bank. Check your rifles.
There ought to be some sign of a life, boss.
Shut your trap. Now listen, you dog rats. When we hit shore, shoot anything that moves and grab whatever you want. Now steady. Steady. What the hell is that?
They're coming out of the houses.
Back! Help me,
heads down! Keep your heads down!
Shoot down your eyes! It's what you came for! Shoot back your spot!
God damn it! Where did the canoes come from? The guns are.
Now keep firing! Keep firing! How many canoes?
Two, four, five, six of them.
Help
us! There's cover to starboard. On the side of the creek.
Head for the creek! Not pull your swamps! Pull for your life!
Food
loot, he says. Women, he says. What a bloody shambles.
Shut it, you pox-ridden pussbags, or I'll slice your guts right now.
Any ideas?
Nary a one, Yank. Nary a one. It's low water. Longboat's high and dry in the mud. Don't know when the gollywogs will float it away tomorrow. And then that's us. Finito. One by one we'll drop until finita la commedia.
You don't seem too agitated.
What the hell? Sick of my damnable luck. My number's up. So be it. Might as well be here as anywhere.
It's a long way from Biloxi.
I'll swear one oath, though.
Uh-huh.
We'll take some of those jabbering monkeys with us. I want to see this town burn.
Hey! What's that? Hold it. Don't waste bullets on shadows.
Up there! Can anybody say? A word, please!
Who is that?
I am white man. Mr. Cornelius, I am Englishman from Malacca.
Did he say a limey?
A scurvy wog, more like. What do you want?
I want what? Do business. Meet your friend.
Come on up, then. Alone, mind. No tricks.
Come in, another man. Come in. No tricks. Where are you?
In no time at all, Cornelius made himself at home in the cutthroat's camp. As the light of dawn spread over the brooding forests, he sat talking at Brown's elbow, giving his own version of affairs in Patusan. Brown, apparently indifferent, in fact listened carefully.
What's his name, this Englishman? Jim? Jim, that's not enough for a man's name.
Yeah, they call him Tuan Jim. As you say, Lord Jim. Everything belongs to him. He alone rules in Patusan.
And how did he know we were coming?
He not know, honorable sir. He not here.
Not here?
No, honorable sir. He gone up country one day, come back soon.
What sort of man is he, this poxy Jim?
He's big fool, honorable sir. And a little child. Also, he's thief. He stole from me everything. He trampled on me like a dog. He take my employment, make me destitute. He take my wife's child from me, another man's child I brought up, and no monetary compensation.
I guess he don't like him, Bob.
So, Brother Cornelius, what's the deal?
All you have to do, kill him, and you're a king here.
My friend, right now we can't even move off this hill.
But your big ship... with many guns.
A what?
A big ship, Yank. With the big guns.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
How did you hear about them, Brother Cornelius?
In town, everybody sees so. They see a big ship with down river. Many white men on ship.
I see. Well, go on.
Righty-ho, honorable sir. So, I speak to Raya Alang. Tell him you bring ship, join his men, and together you destroy the Ramen's warriors. How that appeal? His good friend's advice, no?
His good friend's advice, yes, old fruit. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds dandy.
Good. Good. We have deal.
I'll tell you what. Now, you go back to the Rajah, huh? Say I'm open to negotiation. But I must have a sign of good faith. Now, how about having some food sent up soon?
And a bottle of something. Strong.
I fix it. There, no problem.
Off you go then, Brother Cornelius. Your hands got a laugh.
I come straight back, honorable sir. 1 hour at most. Don't go away.
No, we won't, my lovely.
What's the score, boss?
We can squeeze this land, my darling. Squeeze it dry.
You're going along with this cockamamie scheme?
No, my lovely, no. We pretend to. It buys us time, gets us food. One day soon we'll boil the Rajah in his own cooking oil and slice that last Cornelius like salami. But the white man is the one to deal with. He's no fool, that's plain.
And it's a one-man operation, small time. With us behind him, the whole country is there to be bled dry.
You mean like a partnership?
And when we've got things running in a business-like way, perhaps we'll have a little quarrel and... Bang, bang, Jim boy, you're dead.
Boss, there's somebody moving down there by the creek.
Mine, pal.
Oh, you're going off.
Head or heart.
Head.
That's one coon ain't never gonna mind no doctor's bills again.
Don't shoot. Your friend, Mr. Cornelius. I have food. Loot.
Come ahead, Brother Cornelius.
See. Food. Rice. Fried fish. Cheese. And yams and bananas. Cheese.
Quiet. Quiet, you scaredy pigs. Give me the rifle, Yank. Brother Cornelius, throw the hullabaloo down there.
John.
What is the celebration?
He is back. Lord Jim has returned.
In episode 5 of Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad, the cast was Jim, Simon Treves, Marlowe, David March, Jewel, Moyle Leslie, Cornelius, Sean Barrett, Gentleman Brown, Henry Stamper, Diane Warris, Robin Summers, Doramin, David Sinclair, Stein, Ronald Herdman, Tambi Etam, Christopher Douglas, Pirate, Sean Prendergast, and the Yank Pirate, Bernard Brown. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Lord Jim is dramatized in 6 episodes by Keith Darville. The director was Graham Gould.